10 minutes after 9 o'clock. Sun trying to creep through here. Oh, no, we're at zero. Know how worried I get when we don't have our temperature? Almost, I don't even want to look outside. So zero right now and partly cloudy. Hey, I've got a missing dog I need to talk about here. It is a black lab named Marley. And Marley's out there somewhere. And if you found Marley or know Marley's whereabouts, please call 640-8457. We'll have that on Pet Patrol as well next hour, too. But a black lab named Marley has been lost. If you found Marley, give him a call, 640-8457. Got to tell you about this, too, comedy night. And we all need a good laugh. City Brew Hall tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Cocktails start at 7 o'clock. Tickets are $20 per person. And by the way, it's a 21 and over event. Keep that in mind, too. Comedy night tomorrow night starting at 8 o'clock at City Brew Hall. All right. Now we get down to business and we get to the good stuff. Brianna Koval in.
Good morning.
Wilkin County Emergency Services. Good morning.
It's Friday.
It's Friday and it's zero out there. And you were giving me this look. Like
my app says -2.
Okay.
Well, so if you want less than zero, that's fine. But it also says the wind chill is -26.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I don't even want to hear about it.
I mean, take what you want.
But now I'm looking at extendeds. Next Sunday, we're looking at 48 degrees and cloudy.
I know. How great is that?
It is great. And the entire week next week, not looking too bad. We're going to freeze at night, which is a good thing. We'll talk about that here in just a second. But yes. Our daytime highs are looking pretty good as we get into next week.
Yeah, starting tomorrow, upper 20s, which right now it only takes about a 15 to 18 degree day to start melting things that are on asphalt and for your roof to start dripping. So we'll see some melting tomorrow, and then we will see some melting for the foreseeable future.
But slow melt.
Very slow melt, because it's going to freeze up at night, which slows things down, which is the way we want it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to use the term perfect melt, but this is setting us up for a really nice, slow, and gentle melt. The only day in the extended forecast right now that looks to be above freezing at night, which we do need to jumpstart the melt, would be Tuesday next week. But that's Tuesday. Could change from then.
Right.
Because that's what really signals the jump start of the spring melt. To get significant melting, you need that temperature overnight to stay above freezing as well, so things can keep moving. Otherwise, it's that really slow and steady thing that we're going to see over this next week, which is great as well.
Well, and you mentioned the asphalt thing. That's, I would imagine, because of the sun's intensity.
Correct.
A little bit stronger.
Correct. Well, I mean, you go outside today and it's zero, -2. It feels different than a December zero, -2. I didn't wear my mittens today.
Why not?
Because
I almost yelled at you when you came in the door.
I should have had my mittens on, but I'm like, it's March.
it's March.
It's a -2 in March, which feels a bit warmer than a -2 in December. If your vehicle is sitting even in the shade right now and it only sits for 3-4 hours after you've had it run, you get inside the car and it's like, doesn't even feel cold in here.
You're right. It's not as brutal. No,
exactly.
I get you. Like December and January.
It doesn't suck the life out of you like it does in December, January, and February.
That is so true.
And today is really, right now, it could be our last really cold day, which is great. I've said that how many times?
I know.
But I think this time it's the truth.
Well, okay. I'll take that on good authority, because now I've heard it from you, and Uncle Mick Kerr was talking about it too. Hopefully.
Yes.
Close quotes. Our last real brush with winter here.
Yeah. It really doesn't rule out, you know, that weird March, early April snowstorm that we sometimes get. But things look good. And that's what matters.
things do look good.
Good.
Yeah. And again, we're talking the overnight freezing, too, going to kind of slow things down.
Yes. So hopefully that snow squall that we had last night was like our last slap in the face from winter.
Where did that come from?
You know,
it just appeared out of the blue.
Well, and if you looked at it on the radar, it looked like almost a line of severe thunderstorms would form on a frontal boundary, except it was cold, so it was snow. So, I mean, you can kind of equate it to the same thing, where it's not a long-lived winter storm system. It's kind of just a short, hey, here's a bunch of snow and a bunch of wind really fast, and there you go.
Right.
And it was gone.
It didn't drop anything on us either, really. I mean, just a light dusting, and that was pretty much it.
Right. It was just, hey, there's a bunch of snow in the air. It's going to blow around for a little while, reduce visibilities to nothing, which it did.
Yeah.
My husband was out ice fishing. He didn't quite make it home before that snow squall pushed through, and he sat on 127 for a little while waiting for it to calm down.
He didn't just stay ice fishing?
No.
See, I would have just, you know, taken that option and just went, I'm going to just sit out here and
just
fish.
Just sit and wait.
Right. Yeah. Because anything better than ice fishing.
Right. Well, I think he wanted to get home too. It was getting late.
Yeah. Right.
So, but it did. It really reduced visibilities for a while. And then things just cleared up.
Mm-hmm.
As that, I'm assuming it was a frontal boundary that moved through. It looked like it was. So
yeah.
We'll just call it that right now. But it's just the way it is. And hopefully that was the last real punch of winter that we'll have, and it'll get warm tomorrow and stay that way.
Hey, let's talk about something too, and maybe you can talk about this and maybe you can't right now. Recycling month coming up next month.
Oh my gosh, you read my mind.
I did. It's like, let's just touch on this for a little bit. So people, if you got your cans out there.
Yes. Okay. So in April, we bump up that price for aluminum because we celebrate Earth Day all month long to try to get you to bring your recycling in so we can get it put back into the stream where it can be turned into something else. But the recycling markets are really great right now.
Awesome.
When was the last time I said that?
I can't even remember. It's going back years.
Well, I feel like last year we offered like 17 cents or 20 cents a pound during Earth Month, and that was our incentive.
I know,
price,
you were a little embarrassed about that. Yeah,
I was. Like, yeah. Well, I increased the price this month. I quietly increased the price.
Good for you.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Right now, until the end of March, we're at 55 cents a pound.
All right.
Next month, it's going to be even better.
See?
So, now is the time. If you've been sitting on an entire quantity of aluminum cans, if your garage is full of cans from the winter, if your backyard, if your horse corral, wherever you're storing those cans, if you threw them on the grain truck, haul them in. I'm going to pay you a lot of money for them right
now. And you're going to be around a lot next month, which I love in the month of April because we get to talk about this a lot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So 55 cents in March. It's going to get better in April.
Wow.
Get it in.
I'm excited about that.
I'm excited, too.
You're kind of taking the sting out of this this gas thing that we're going through and every other kind
there
of inflation.
There you go. Recycle your cans to pay for your gas.
There, yeah. Works out, right?
It doesn't take a lot right now to get a pretty substantial check from us. So.
All right. Sounds good. I'm loving that, and that's all coming up in April, so we got that to look forward to.
Absolutely, which is only a couple weeks away.
Right. Hey, and we're going to have more daylight here come Sunday.
Yes, it is. Time change. So check the batteries in your smoke detectors.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You heard it here from Brianna Koval. Always great to have you in here, my dear. Stop back next Friday. We'll talk some more, okay?
Will do.
All right, Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to be talking recaps on the Hike Camp Fishing Derby with Greg Giroux from the Red River Area Sportsman's Club. That's up next.
This is important news. If you have unfiled tax returns, the IRS is shifting gears and ramping up investigations on non-filers this year. If you fail to file your tax returns for a year or more, or you owe back taxes, now's the time to call Optima Tax Relief before the IRS finds you. Optima is America's number one most trusted tax resolution firm, specialized in helping individuals, families, and businesses get right with the IRS. They're experts in the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, a powerful new program that can make resolving tax issues easier. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, Optima's award-winning team has helped thousands of people protect their paychecks, bank accounts, homes, and businesses by putting their tax problems to rest, resolving over $1 billion in tax debts for